Dr. Wanda Thruston and Dr. Barb Pierce are professors at IUPUI. They have funding from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation to tackle what they call a wicked problem, helping children cope with violence. Side Effects Public Media's Araceli Gomez-Aldana spoke with them about the project and how it will affect students, teachers, and parents.
Dr. Thruston, Dr. Pierce, thank you for joining us. First, can you explain what a wicked problem is?
So a wicked problem is a problem that is kind of intractable or kind of really hard to cope with.
It's severe and persistent exposure to violence, and maybe violence that they see within their families, within their communities, or they experience themselves. It could be just disruption in their home. A parent gets incarcerated, domestic violence, being a witness to domestic violence, having police cars come past your house every single night, and you hearing those kinds of sirens. Those are things that create trauma in children.
We measure those by obtaining an ACE score, Adverse Childhood Experiences. It's on a scale of 10, and there are 10 ACEs, typically physical, emotional, sexual abuse, domestic violence, incarceration of a parent, mental illness of a parent, divorce, things like that. So those sort of determinants of health, social determinants of health, also have an impact on trauma in children.
If children are experiencing these things in their everyday lives, what does that look like in the classroom, in the way that they approach education?
It can be multiple ways. Mm-hmm. Those children who have developed some resiliency skills can be a normal child that doesn't act out, that can take the issues that face them and almost compartmentalize them and say that those are the problems and we'll deal with those problems, but then I need to go on and live a normal life. Then other children who emotionally haven't been able to develop resiliency skills act out. And that would be aggression in the schools or not paying attention.
So what's your plan? How will you approach this issue?
So part of our education is learning about the whole brain and how the different traumas affect different parts of the brain, which regulates the behavior and the emotions. We don't want the teachers to re-traumatize the children, which is what's been happening for years and years. They're traumatized outside of school, then re-traumatized in school. And for many young people, particularly the African-American children, in our community, they get suspended and expelled. Mm-hmm. And then you have the school-to-prison pipeline, and they end up in the juvenile center or in prison.
So one of the things that we hope we can affect change with is when a child acts out or when a child isn't paying attention, typically someone will say, "What's wrong with you?" We want to change the culture to having people say, "Oh, what happened to you?" Because that is trauma thinking. So we're hoping to kind of flip the coin and have people honestly care about what happened to children. Do they care now? Yes. Do they always put two and two together and get four? No.
Lastly, what are your overall hopes for this project and how do you think this will affect Indianapolis students?
Our hope is that we are able to not only work with the teachers and the children, but also inform parents and try to make a change in everybody that touches that child, change the culture of Indianapolis.
Thank you for coming in and for talking about this important issue.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The Clinical Scholars Program will provide the team with $420,000 for the project. For now, the project will focus on students in Washington Township's 12 public schools, as well as Indianapolis Metropolitan High School and Vanguard Collegiate of Indianapolis.